This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.
A strong cold front will bring much colder air and very windy conditions for much of the weekend. Winds of 30 to 40 miles an hour with gusts up to 50 miles an hour will be a good possibility tonight and Saturday. Wind chills by Saturday night will dip into the teens and single digits. Despite the colder air, fire danger will remain elevated due to dry vegetation and strong winds. Occasional flurries are possible across the northeast third of the region, but no impacts are expected. Conditions will improve on Sunday. Many people are letting their guard down because they believe the Omicron variant of COVID is milder than previous variants. Dr. John Carlo with the Texas Medical Association says it's still dangerous.
Even a mild illness could really affect your immune system overall in ways we really can't predict.
Andy says doctors are still worried about the long-term implications of catching COVID. The so-called long haulers deal with lung and heart problems well after recovering. There's reaction in Texas to the Supreme Court's ruling Thursday that blocks enforcement of a vaccine or test rule targeting large companies. University of Houston political scientist Brandon Rottinghouse calls the ruling a win for conservatives, but adds it could also extend the pandemic.
This would have applied to about 84 million workers. That is about 22 million people who would have to get vaccinated as a result of it. The science at least suggests that this was going to prevent about 250,000 hospitalizations.
Governor Abbott praised the Supreme Court's decision on Twitter. Hugo police are investigating a drive-by shooting at the intersection of 8th Street and LaFleur Street that sent two men to the hospital. A man in his 20s was shot multiple times and a teen was shot once in the leg. No arrests have been made and no suspect or suspects have been identified. The Paris Parade honoring the life and work of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. will be held tomorrow. The theme this year is Everybody Can Be Great because everybody can serve Dr. Martin Luther King. Lineup will begin at 10:30 near the corner of MLK Drive and 20th Street Northeast, and the parade itself will begin at 11. After the parade, local community workers will be honored. Chicken, waffles, pork chops, pancakes, rice, and drinks will also be available. MAU Workforce Solutions will be holding a manufacturing hiring event for multiple open positions on the MAU team in Paris. Schedule an interview and visit the Hampton Inn in Paris on Tuesday from 9 to 3. Candidates will be considered for positions as machine operators, forklift trainees, material prep, packers, and general laborers. MAU associates are eligible to receive great benefits, including starting pay of $12 to $14.25 an hour, weekly pay, paid vacation, and health benefits. The Texas DSHS reported Thursday that Hopkins County currently has a total of 578 active cases of COVID-19. There are now 679 active cases in Titus County and 1,648 in Hunt County. I'm Dave Kirkpatrick.
This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.